You're listening to another prank call show here on this here podcast. We'll call landlords and customers, and it's gonna be a real big blast.
Another prank, it's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show, yeah!
Hi, I'm Richard, and you're listening to Bonersode 32. Today is December 7th, 2019, and this one was produced by Eric W. Eric is my new best friend. How's that make the rest of you feel? Pretty inferior, right? Sad. Hopefully these calls will cheer you up.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Kenny.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston with the Wood Turners Club.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just calling because we got some reports here that you were doing some illegal wood chopping.
What are you talking about?
We've got several eyewitness reports here that you were chopping down some trees that are on the endangered list. And so we were going to have to suspend your membership, you know, pending investigation. So I was just calling to let you know that that's underway. And as it stands right now, you're not going to be welcome at the next meeting in January. Hello, Kenny?
What in the hell are you talking? Who in the hell is this?
This is Winston. I'm with the Woodturners Club.
I don't even know who you are.
Oh, I work for Kirk. I'm just Kirk's assistant. And yeah, we've got several reports here from, you know, different sources indicating that you were chopping down some endangered trees, and that's, you know, that's just not something that we can condone. You know, we frown upon that kind of thing. So while we carry out this investigation, yeah, your membership has been suspended.
You're full of shit. You know what? Fuck you, whoever you are.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Bernard.
Yes.
Hey, this is your neighbor Winston from around the bend from you.
Yeah.
And I was just calling because I was doing some scans of your house this morning.
Yeah.
And I noticed that a couple of the studs, you know, like in your walls, it looks like they were installed upside down.
I don't know.
And so I was just calling to kind of give you a heads up. You might want to...
Well. I think, whom are you calling?
This is Bernard, right? Over there on Blue...
Yeah.
You and Barbara. Yep. I was just doing some scans of your house this morning, you know, with my special x-ray equipment. And,
yeah.
And that's when I noticed, you know, I had it tuned up to maximum and pointed straight at your house. And
why did you do that?
Oh, it's just a hobby of mine. You know, I have this expensive equipment, might as well put it to use, so... I was just taking some high-resolution x-ray scans of your house, and that's when I noticed that, yep, sure enough, a couple of the support beams in your walls are just installed upside down.
So what does that mean to me? I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I mean, you know, it's probably not an immediate emergency or anything, but, you know, it could compromise the structural integrity of your house, so you might want to have that looked into. And I could show you, too, like when I was taking the high-resolution scans, I snapped a bunch of photographs, so I can get these over to you if you want.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that, but it's kind of disturbing that you would do that without my permission.
Oh, I don't need permission or anything. It's just, it's harmless. Like, it doesn't cause any...
It's my house, you know? It's just private property.
Oh, no, but it's like, you don't have any say over, you know, like, x-rays, you know? Like, nobody owns that. You're telling me that I can't look at your house, you know, like... Just,
well, you can look at my house, but what you're doing is...
Well, x-ray is just like a different way of looking.
I should be made aware of that before you do it.
Yeah, but it doesn't cause any harm or anything, you know, it's completely...
That's not the point.
Well, yeah, but it's... x-ray is just like another type of vision, so what's the difference if I looked at your house or x-rayed your house?
When I get an x-ray, I give the doctor permission to do that.
Oh, yeah, but this is a different type of x-ray, so it doesn't, like, you don't need any lead blankets or anything crazy, you know? It's not going to cause you any health problems. I just took a bunch of x-ray photos of your house, and like I said, I'll get you the copies of them, you know?
I'd like to see them, but yeah, I don't...
I keep the originals, you know, for my records, but I'll get you some copies, sure.
And where do you live?
Oh, I'm just over here on Road, not too far from you.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to get all bent out of shape about it. I was just trying to do you a favor,
well, yeah,
you know?
Well, have you found anybody else's like this?
No, so far you're the only one that I've done x-ray scans of. You know, I might, you know, continue to...
Well, why did you pick my house?
Just at random. I just figured I'd start with yours and go from there.
Yeah, well, I like to see them because I'd like to...
All right, well, I mean, damn, I'm biting my head off, you know? I'm over here trying to be a good neighbor, and, you know, it's just like you're just jumping down my throat.
You know, there's two ways to look at it.
Yeah, with regular eyes or x-ray eyes.
Well, yeah, I'd like copies of the x-rays, yeah.
Yeah, all
I'd
right.
I'd like copies of that.
I'm developing them in my dark room right now, so it'll be a little bit, but I'll get them over to you probably tomorrow if you're available.
That would be fine.
Yep.
All right, give me a call tomorrow. And
then also up towards your rooftop there, I noticed I don't know for sure because this isn't my area of expertise, but it looks like you had some dinosaur bones like in the walls.
I have no idea.
Oh, you didn't know about those?
No, I don't.
Yeah, they're probably, I mean, if they are dinosaur bones, they might be valuable, you know, to like a museum or something. Like one of them was this big jaw piece, and then they were just like kind of, I don't know, like rib cage looking things. Real big, though.
It's not right. I don't think it's right. There's something wrong.
Hey, is that Barbara in the background?
Yes, it is.
Can you tell her to shut the fuck up because men are talking?
Hey, you shut the fuck up.
Oh, don't talk to me like that. That's rude.
I would like to see a copy.
I demand an apology right now.
Demand an apology?
You don't talk to me like that.
Demand an apology.
Hey, I did you...
I demand an apology.
Listen, you asshole. I did you a favor. I did you a favor, motherfucker.
You're doing me a favor.
Yeah, that's right. I called you and let you know that your support beams are upside down and you got dinosaur bones in your walls. And I don't need Barbara, you know, interjecting in the background. Just slap her on the butt, you know? Just get back.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Bernard?
Yes.
Hey, just since you hung up on me, I'm just going to go ahead and keep these x-ray scans for myself. I'm not going to give you the copies.
That's...
I mean, because you're just being a real motherfucker, and I don't really appreciate it, you know?
What kind of language are you using? Whoever told you to talk like that?
Well, you told me to shut the fuck up. You started it.
You're not a gentleman.
No,
you're an asshole.
I'm a perfect gentleman. I just don't let my wife, you know, just blabber in the background unchecked, you know? Just give her a good...
Hello?
Oh, hi, Ryan?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston with the Woodturners Club.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I was just calling because we had some reports here from a few of the other members that you were caught chopping down some trees that were on the endangered list.
What?
And, you know, that's not really something that we can condone. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to suspend your membership just pending the investigation.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the reports that we received that you were doing some illegal tree chopping. And yeah, that's, you know, that's not really...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, likely story. Well, there's going to be an investigation, so it'll, you know, find the truth. But until then, yeah,
What trees are you talking about? I don't have any trees to cut down.
Well, yeah, that's the point. They're not your trees to cut down, but I guess you were going around like an axe-wielding maniac and chopping down trees all willy-nilly.
What? I don't have anything to cut a tree down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, likely story. Anyways,
I'm serious. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you sound awfully guilty. Anyway, so in January, you know, just at this point, as it stands right now, you're not going to be able to come to the January meeting. You know, we can't be associated with illegal tree choppers.
I would like to know who has made this accusation. We need to get an attorney involved with this. That's not a problem.
Oh, don't take it so seriously. It's, you know, it's just the Woodturners Club. I mean, who cares?
Well, I do.
At the end of the day, it's just like...
I don't want to have that kind of name that I'm cutting down endangered trees or anything of that matter.
Well, you shouldn't have done it.
I have no idea where this. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, we got like six different reports, like from different people, you know. So it's like, what are you saying? They're all liars? That's pretty unlikely.
I don't even know what tree you're talking about. If you can give me some kind of explanation, otherwise, I will have to bring this up in front of an attorney. Yeah. If someone's saying those kind of slanderous things about me and my name.
Well, one of the reports here says that it was some pine trees. Another one says spruce. So,
what? We don't even have spruce.
Yeah, well, you know, not anymore, thanks to you chopping them all down like a maniac.
I have no idea what you are talking about. County had a storm. I've not even been wielding a axe or chainsaw or anything of that.
Well, we have an axe here that was turned into us that we had.
An axe?
Well, yeah, we have an axe, and we had it dusted for fingerprints, and sure enough, your fingerprints were on it. So,
well, that's awfully amazing because I'm the county coroner, and we don't get to do fingerprints.
You don't, but we do.
Well, I'd like to. Who is this?
This is Winston with the Wood Turners Club. I already told you. And look, you know, I'm done answering your questions. You know, I don't even really want to be associated with the likes of you. So, you know, just consider yourself uninvited, you know, in January, and we'll let you know.
Winston, if you think that you have fingerprints on me on an axe on something, number one, I've never even wielded an axe.
Yeah, well, the evidence suggests otherwise.
I'll tell you what, if this is not a joke, I'm going to get my attorney on the phone.
Oh, this is no joke. This is no joke. This is a very serious matter.
Then I'm going to get him on the phone, and I will have this investigated and have you brought up into court if this is an issue that you're serious.
You can't take me to court. Look, I'm just...
Yes, I can. You're
just
slandering and calling my name.
Well, no, I'm not the one
doing something illegal.
No, I'm not the one that...
And you're reporting it.
No, I'm just the messenger, you know? Just don't get out of shape with me.
You better tell me who is saying these slanderous things, because you'll be drug into court as saying that you are carrying this out.
Oh, you can't threaten...
No idea.
You can't threaten me like that.
You can't threaten me that I can't show up.
No, I didn't threaten you.
I've not even... Absolutely, you have threatened to say that I am not invited to something that I don't even understand what you're talking about. I've never even touched a spruce tree.
Okay. All right. Well, there is one other way out of this. Kirk wanted me to let you know that to kind of make amends, you have an option of taking a photo of yourself hugging a tree. And you just...
Oh my God.
And you just have to...
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you guys have gotten good. Now, I don't know who's done it.
What do you mean?
But you done a good job.
What do you mean? Yeah, so anyways, you can just... If you take that photo of yourself hugging a tree and post it on Twitter, then we'll...
I don't even have a Twitter account. I don't even have a Facebook account.
Okay, Boomer. Well, you know, it's... You gotta get on the internet. You know, it's 2019. It's almost 2020.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm old school. I don't use an axe, and I don't do that. But
yeah. Well, we got your fingerprints all over this thing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am really impressed that you guys have a fingerprint operation going on like that.
Yeah. Well, we know a guy. We know a guy. See what he does? He took the axe and he sprinkled baking powder on it.
Oh, baking powder. That's quite amazing. That's
and
not
I guess,
what you use when you do fingerprints.
No, he's got some kind of technique.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that technique? Because I do know that technique. I do lift fingerprints if I need to. I have taken forensic pathology.
Yeah.
Before,
oh, okay.
So.
Wise guy.
This is good.
What's good about it?
Let me record this. That I need to take a picture of me hugging a tree.
That's right. And no, I don't give you permission. I don't give you permission to record.
Well, that doesn't matter. In the state, you don't have to have permission for a third
party. Oh, yes, you do. This is a two-party state.
I honestly know that.
Nope. This is a two-party state. You don't know shit. You don't know shit, motherfucker.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your candor and your attitude. Whoever this is, I will have this phone number traced.
Oh,
And I think we
can activate your tracing machine.
Actually, with the sheriff, that's easy.
Oh, the sheriff doesn't like you.
Oh, who is the sheriff?
You don't know who the sheriff is?
I'm asking you, who is the sheriff?
Oh, I'm just telling you, the sheriff, you know, between you and me, the sheriff thinks you're a real boner jacket.
Okay, I just didn't know if you knew his name, because his wife works for me, so that's really good for you to say that. And you're saying that he's calling me a boner jacket.
That's right, and what did you do to his wife?
She works for me.
Oh, that's suggestive.
Yeah, that's kind of rough that you're being recorded and saying that. This is really good. Well, I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyways, don't show up in January, or we'll have you thrown out right on your head.
All right. Well, we'll do it. What day is it in January?
Oh, don't you worry about it, asshole.
Okay. Appreciate the phone call.
Hello? Hello?
Ugh. Is Barney there?
No, he's already left. Can I help you?
Oh, where'd he go?
Outside.
Oh, can you call him in? This is Winston. I'm with the Wood Turners Club. It's kind of important.
Okay.
Just go round him up.
Wood Turners Club.
Oh, suddenly he's there. What a liar.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Barney?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston with the Wood Turners Club.
Yeah.
Hey, we had a few reports here from the other members that you're actually a reptilian in disguise. And so we're going to have to launch an investigation into all this.
Do what now?
Do what now? We're going to have to launch an investigation into whether or not you're a reptilian. Because we had several other members come forward and say that they saw you remove your mask. And come to think of it, your face, it looks kind of saggy and everything. Doesn't look quite human. So, yeah, we're just going to have to launch an investigation. And until then, your membership is going to be suspended.
From the Wood Turners?
Yeah, because we don't really want, you know, reptilians in our club.
Don't want what?
Reptilians. Like, you're like a reptile guy with the Illuminati.
No.
And, you know, we don't really condone your plot to take over the world. It's just not
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Neither do I. I'm not making any sense, am I?
Nope.
Well, anyways, so what you doing today?
I was fixing to start resting. I'd been to church and Sunday school and talked to Sunday school class.
Oh, that sounds like Illuminati stuff.
You must have the wrong person.
Oh, this is Barney, right? Barney.
Right.
Junior.
Who'd you say you were?
This is your son.
My what?
This is your long-lost son. I'm your son, Winston.
No, I have no son.
No,
I only have one.
No, no, you can't disown me just because I'm gay. I want you to love me, Daddy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I had a DNA test done, and you're my father.
Nope, I don't think so.
You impregnated my mother in the 70s.
Who was your mother?
Suella.
Do what?
Do what now?
I don't think so.
I'm so bored. So are you a reptile in disguise? Are you plotting to take over the world?
Nope. I'm retarded and just...
You're retarded? I didn't know that. Good
retard.
For you.
Retard. I am retarded.
You're retarded?
Yes.
Well, that's good that, you know, like you're still kind of a functioning member, you know, of the club and everything, you know, with your condition. Good for you. I think that's the tops. Whoa, what was that?
That was somebody else wanting to use a line, I think, on your phone.
Oh, no. Are we being hacked?
I don't think so.
Are we being hacksawed by the Illuminati?
I don't know.
I think they're on to us. We should get off the phone. I'll talk to you later, Daddy.
All right.
I love you.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is Mike available?
Let me see if he's left yet. Hold on just a minute.
All right, hurry up.
Hello?
Hi, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the Wood Turners Club.
Yes.
Hey, I was just Colin, because we had a few reports here that you were doing some illegal wood chopping.
And illegal wood chopping.
Like chopping down trees on the endangered list and all that. And that's not
that I'm aware of, but I don't chop any trees down.
Yeah, well, we have several reports that indicate otherwise. So, unfortunately, as it stands right now, we're going to have to suspend your membership pending the investigation.
Investigation in what?
Into whether or not you're chopping down the trees and, you know, what you're up to.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, again, we have several eyewitness reports saying that you were chopping down, you know, endangered trees. And that's, you know, that's just not something that we can be associated with.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but number one, I haven't chopped any trees down.
Yeah, well, so you say, but anyways, you know, the investigation will clear it all up.
I don't even know who you are.
This is Winston. I work for Kirk.
Work for who?
Kirk. Silly.
I have no idea what you're talking about, because I haven't cut any trees down, and I can't tell you when.
Okay, well, tell it to the judge, sweetheart, because we're going to be launching this investigation, and, you know.
Well, you tell the judge all you want to, but I'd like to know what trees I've cut down, and when am I supposed to have cut them down?
Well, there's various reports that indicate you were cutting down pine trees and spruce and, you know, a few others.
I have not.
And then...
Well, you tell them to investigate their heart's content, and if, you know, if they're going to do that silly stuff, you know, investigate something that I have not done.
Oh, it's not silly. This is a very serious matter.
Well, I don't know what you mean. Well, I have no idea. Where am I supposed to have cut these trees down?
And then also, like, there was another report here that said that you were taking some wood shavings and snorting them, and I don't even know what that's all about, but...
I have a good time. Man, I love wood shavings and snorting them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you're going to
I don't know what this phone call is. I have no idea who you are.
I already told you my name is Winston.
Winston who?
Winston Beauregard.
That sounds like a fictitious name to me.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I'm part of the Wood Turners Club. You can find me.
When am I supposed to have known you?
Well, I've, you know, seen you around at the meetings. Oh, and
hold on 1 second.
And that reminds me, Mike.
Yeah, that's what's kind of funny is I've had a knee operation. I can't cut down any trees.
Yeah. Okay. Likely story. So, anyways, just consider yourself uninvited from the January meeting. You know, pending.
Really? I think I'll just have to call Chuck and find out what all this is about.
Oh, Chuck doesn't like you. Yeah, he doesn't want to be associated with you anymore, you know, after this scandal.
Really? Okay. Well, I guess I better call Chuck.
Oh, well, you just need to drop the attitude, motherfucker, because, you know, I'll ban you from the club permanently.
Well, ban me from the club then, man. You going to cuss me again? You come talk to my face then.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Where do you want me to call you a motherfucker to your face? I'll do it.
Well, go ahead. Come over here.
Come over where?
Wherever I live.
To your house?
Yeah, come over here.
Okay, all right, I'll be there and I'll call you a motherfucker.
Okay, come right ahead.
And then what are you going to...
I'll be waiting on you.
And then what are you going to do when I call you a motherfucker to your face?
Well, we'll just find out. Come on over here.
Are you going to kiss me, Daddy?
Do what?
Are you going to kiss me?
I don't know. You know, you're probably not that good looking.
Are you going to slip me the tongue?
Sam, go on, please. Go on.
Mike?
I'm right here.
Are you gonna whisper things in my ear?
Nah, I think I'm gonna fix the hang up because this is getting sort of ridiculous.
Oh, come on, just tell me what you're gonna do to me, Daddy.
I'm not telling you anything because I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you gonna kiss
Bye,
my
buddy?
Are
you See gonna, you later. You have a good time.
Kiss me with those.
Right now.
Kiss
Bye.
Me with those dry lips.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Noel.
Hey.
Hey, it's Winston with the Woodturners Club.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just calling because we had some reports here from the other members that you were creating wooden sculptures of kind of lewd and suggestive things. And that's not really something that we want to be associated with.
That I'm doing what now?
You know, like penises and other kind of lewd things.
No.
And that's not really something...
That's the devil. That'd be the devil's work. And I'm a Christian, and I sure would never do that.
Yeah, that was exactly our thoughts, you know, that's the devil's work. So as it stands right now, we're going to have to suspend your membership, just pending the investigation.
I wonder who put that out. That goes...
Yeah, we had a few different reports, you know, from different people just saying that you were making, like, wooden dildos and sexual things.
I've never even turned the first thing in my shop.
And as it stands right now, just consider yourself uninvited from the next meeting. You know, we can't have someone that's obviously possessed by the devil showing up to the meeting, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm sure not that. Because I'm a Christian, and I've always been a Christian, and I've lived with my wife for 62 years.
Well, does your wife know that you're making wooden dildos?
I'm not making those, son.
We've got several reports here that say otherwise.
Somebody is telling lies on me, and I don't appreciate that at all.
What you watching on the TV?
Are you a Christian?
Of course I am.
Where do you go to church?
The Church of God.
Church of God, okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm a Baptist.
Yeah. Oh, you're one of those. Yeah, that explains it.
I've got a good name, and I intend to keep my name.
Who's trying to steal your identity?
Do what?
Do what now?
I said, I've got a good name, and I'm going to keep my good name. I've raised three kids. They're all Christians. Mm. And I've got grandchildren, and they're Christians now.
There was also, we had another report here. I guess they found some photos of you hugging some trees with your pants down.
You kidding?
No, they found them on the internet. There were several photos of you humping trees, I guess. Yep, it's looking pretty bad for you.
I will say this to you. I'll pray for you.
All right, well, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray that you stop making wooden dildos.
I don't make them, son.
Well, I'm going to pray that you don't.
Yeah, I never have, never will.
And I'm not your son, also.
Well, if you're a Christian, you're in the same class with me.
Oh, that's racist.
So
you're saying people that are non-Christian are like a lower class?
If you're a Christian, you're a part of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and if you're not, then you're just fucked, right? You're like a subhuman.
I just don't know what to say to you.
All right, well, anyways, I'm going to let you go now. We'll let you know what happens with the investigation.
When would that be?
It could be several months. Who knows?
Okay.
All right, I love you, Daddy.
Thank you.
I love you, Daddy. Daddy? Okay, whatever.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Norman?
Yeah.
Hey, this is with the Woodturners Club.
Yeah.
And I was just calling because we had some reports that you were doing some illegal tree chopping. And that's just not
illegal. Do what?
Do what? Yeah, we had some reports that you were chopping down trees that were on the endangered list. And that's kind of something.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of something that
I did.
Oh, you did? Yeah, that's, you know, that we really can't have that. You know, we don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah.
So at this point, we're going to have to suspend your membership.
Okay.
And we're also going to be putting you on the blacklist, so you can't join any other Woodturners clubs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Well, what would you give for some of this wood that's on the endangered list?
Oh, no, I don't want your dirty wood. No. Yeah, that's frowned upon. And also, we had a report that you were hugging trees with your pants down. And I don't really know what that's about. I don't want to judge or anything, but yeah, it just doesn't sound like you're a right fit for our club anymore.
Yeah.
So, yep, we're just going to have to suspend your membership.
All right.
Because we don't want any, you know, axe wielding maniacs in our organization. Also, there was another report that you were taking wood shavings and snorting them.
Yeah, did that.
Yeah. What kind of effect does that have? What's that?
I won't be doing that again. I got a bad sinus infection from that.
Oh, you had a bad trip from the snorting wood shavings?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch out.
Yeah, some of that red box elder.
Yeah.
You don't want to snort that stuff.
Yep. Hey, do you know how to make wooden dildos?
No, I haven't tried that yet.
Do you think maybe you could give it a try? I'd be willing to, you know, pay a good price for them.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you come on over and we'll work on it together, maybe.
Oh, that's sexy. What other things will we do when I'm there?
Who did you say this is?
This is Winston. I'm with the Woodturners Club.
Winston.
Yep. Yeah. So what other things would you do when I'm over there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you touch my nipples?
I don't think so.
You want to just kind of flick them a little with your tongue?
I don't think so.
Now, why not? We could go places with this.
Hey, let me call you back. I got your number on here. I'll call you back.
Oh, what do you want to call me back for? Let's just have phone sex right now. Let's just do, okay.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Philip?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston with the Woodturners Club.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Who cares? I was calling because we got some reports that you were doing some illegal tree chopping. And
what?
And that's, you know, that's not really something that we want to be, you know, associated with. So.
Whoa, who is this?
This is Winston. I work for Kirk. And again, I was calling because we had some reports, you know, from the other members that you were...
Reports of what?
That you were chopping down trees, like on the endangered list. And, you know, that's not really something that...
I don't know who... first of all, you have to give me more information. I don't chop trees down.
Yeah, well...
So this is all false.
That's not what we have here in front of me. I have several reports to indicate that you were chopping down some endangered trees.
What are those trees? Please tell me.
Let's see. One of them shows that you were chopping down pine trees. Another says spruce. A few others. And...
No, that's not correct. I don't chop trees down.
Well, I mean,
I've never cut a tree down.
Well, you'll be able to plead your case and everything, but in the meantime, we're going to be suspending your membership pending the investigation.
That's fine.
And so I just needed to let you know at this point.
How do I get a hold of Kirk?
Well, Kirk,
whoever started this.
Well, Kirk wanted me to call you to let you know because he doesn't really want to be associated with you right now. You know, just until we can get to the bottom of
What's
this.
What's your name?
My name's Winston.
Winston.
Correct.
And you're with the Woodturners Club out of...
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. And you've gotten reports. Somebody sent you some information.
Yeah, well, multiple.
True or not.
Multiple people, yeah. And
multiple people that I've cutting down spruce trees?
Yep, you've been cutting down, you know, just various trees, and they're all, you know, on the endangered list, and we can't have that.
It's not good if it's true. I don't know where you're getting this information, but I don't...
Okay, well, first of all, you need to lower your voice, okay? Because I'm not going to put up with your attitude. And secondly, just consider yourself uninvited from the meeting in January at this point.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Also, there was another report here. I guess there were some photos of you found on the internet of you hugging trees with your pants down.
Okay, and this is garbage. I think you're spamming. I don't know what you are, but I'm fixing the hang up.
Thank spamming? You. What do you mean spamming?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Marlene. Hello? Hello, Marlene. It's your neighbor from down the street.
Oh, okay. Who is it?
Oh, why'd you hang up on me? This is Cody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. If I don't know the number, I don't know.
Oh, you just hang up? What a bitch move. Yeah, that's kind of rude. Hey, I was just calling because I was doing some scans of your house this morning, and I noticed that it looked like a couple of the struts, like, in your walls. It looks like they have been installed upside down. And so, yeah, I was just calling to kind of give you a heads up.
What's been installed upside down?
The support beams in your walls. I noticed that a couple of them were installed upside down, and it's probably not like an emergency or anything, but you might want to have that looked into eventually.
how can you tell the support walls have been installed upside down from looking at my house from the street?
Oh, yeah, I just have the special x-ray equipment, and I had it tuned up to maximum and pointed at your house this morning, just for like an hour or two.
And you're my neighbor from where, Tony?
Oh, I'm over here on road, not too far from you.
What address?
7.
And what's your last name?
Nonomsky. And yeah, I just...
Okay, I'm sorry if I seem to be a little skeptical, but it's a little strange when someone calls me and I don't really know. Do I know you?
Yeah, no, we don't really know each other. I just, you know, we're kind of in the same neighborhood, so I thought I'd give you a heads up. I was just doing some x-ray scans of your house, that's all. It's no big deal to bite my head off, you know?
No, I'm not biting your head off, Tony, but you have to admit it's a little strange. We haven't met. We don't know each other. I don't know your name. Can I have a phone number for you, Tony, so I can get back to you?
Oh, yeah, it's just there.
I don't know. What should I do?
Oh, hell if I know. Maybe Tom will know. You know, he's a man anyways. He'd probably understand it more than you would.
I think you're probably right. I apologize, Tony. I don't mean to sound... But, you know, after having so many phone calls and different scams, I'm a little bit leery.
Yeah, but how would this be a scam? Like, I'm not asking you for money or...
Well, no, you're not scamming me, but I didn't know what was coming next when you told me to x-ray.
Yeah, if you treat everyone like that, then I don't know. You're not going to have very many friends in life.
Well, I'm sorry. I treat my friends very well. Yeah. I'm sorry that I offended you, but...
You owe me an apology.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Oh, where's my apology at?
What? I'm sorry?
Where's my apology?
I have said I apologize if I offended you.
Well, apology accepted. Now we're buddies.
Okay.
Hey, also, when I was doing the scans, I noticed that, like, up towards the roof there, it looks like there's a couple of, I mean, I don't know if they're dinosaur bones or what, but they're really big. Did you put those there, or do you know about that?
Bones?
Yeah, like up kind of...
You mean like in the eaves? I mean like in the gutters?
Yeah, well, like, kind of in the walls, though, you know, just kind of up towards the roof. There's a jaw-looking piece that's really big, and then, I don't know, just a couple of bone-looking type things. They're probably worth money, you know, like if you take them to a museum or something, I bet they'd buy them.
Hmm. Really?
Yep.
That's odd.
Yeah, sure is strange.
No, don't know anything about that.
I could probably, you know... show the photo, because I took a bunch of high-resolution photos when I was doing the x-ray scans of your house. And I could probably show the photos to a museum and see if they'd be interested.
Yeah, I don't think I'm interested.
You know? And then, like, they would pay me, and then all I would need is, like, your account number, and then I can direct deposit it to you?
Yeah. No. I don't think I give my account number
I'll just need your bank account and routing number, that's all.
That's all? That's what you want from me? My bank account, my routing?
And your social security number.
Oh, okay.
And your Wi-Fi password.
Oh, well, not much.
What's your email address?
Tony.
Yes.
What did you tell me your last name was again?
Nonamsky.
You live at 7. Who do you live with?
I live with Shirley.
Yeah, well, that's the right answer, so that's good.
Were you trying to trick me up?
Yep, I am. I'm still skeptical. How I am. I don't know you.
Why are you skeptical? What tipped you off? Was it when I was asking for your banking information?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I mean,
also, I'm going to need your library card number.
Yeah. All right. That library card, maybe.
And how wide is your thigh gap?
All right. I am going to go back to my dinner, Tony.
All right. Enjoy your dinner. What were you eating?
Eating onion soup.
Ugh. Gross.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi. Is Cecil available?
Hold on a minute.
Okay. Hurry up.
Cecil, this is for you.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Cecil.
Yeah.
Hey, well, hold on there. Jeez. It's Winston with the wood turner.
I can't hear you, sir.
It's Winston. Hello? Can you hear me?
On a phone that I can't hear. Would you, if you need to talk to me, tell me what you want, and I'll give you my cell phone.
Okay, shut up, and I'll tell you. This is Winston. I'm with the Wood Turners Club.
Okay, what's the name?
Winston.
All right, call my cell phone at 69.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
Beg pardon?
I'll call you right back.
Hello?
Hey, Cecil?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the Woodturners Club.
What's your name again?
Winston.
Say your name again.
Winston, turn up your battery.
Oh, it's that's wise it'll go.
So I'm calling with the Woodturners Club.
Okay.
And,
go ahead.
And we had some reports here that, you know that funny hat that you have, that wooden cowboy hat?
Yeah.
We had some reports that you were transporting drugs in it.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that's not really something that we can associate ourselves with.
Who told you that?
There was a few reports, you know, from the other members that you were hiding drugs inside your hat.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all week.
Yeah, well, you know, that's probably because you're high on the drugs.
And I beg your pardon?
That's probably because you're high on the drugs, you know? And so, unfortunately, we're going to...
Whoever told you that, high on drugs, I guess.
No, I don't think so.
I don't even know what drugs look like. Tell me your name again.
Winston Beauregard.
Okay. I realize you're playing a joke on me, but I don't understand why.
Oh, no, it's not a joke. Yeah, we got several reports that you were transporting drugs in your hat, and we just want you to knock that off, because... Otherwise, we might have to suspend your membership.
All right, go ahead. You do whatever the hell you think you should.
Oh, okay.
But that's not funny.
Oh, okay. Well,
this isn't funny. Whoever's telling you that shit, if somebody's really telling you
that... Oh, well, if you're going to pull that attitude, we'll just kick you right out of the club, motherfucker.
You go ahead and kick.
All right, that's it. You're out. You're banned from the Woodturners Club.
All right, that's fine with me. And don't believe bullshit you hear like that.
You can stick,
I don't even know what drugs look like.
You can stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Thank you, Eric W., for helping me protect the forest from these axe-wielding lunatics. And thanks to all of you for supporting the show. I hope I'm making it worth your while by cranking these bonersodes out instead of spending time with my girlfriend or living my life. Sad. This will be excluding all the expensive ones. There's mass confusion in the forest. I heard about it on the radio. So they're bringing in some guy and he's gonna go on and on about all the things that he don't know. And there's some girl in the background, she's screaming something about missing trees. And I'm wondering, where did they go? No lines on the highway, no passing, they say. No green to my left and no green to my right. And the man behind the axe always gets a full meal, cause green never puts up much of a fight. So here's some helpful hints, some rather shirt pins for a beautiful grace. And we steal their space and death comes quickly. So I pull up to my double car garage hideaway and I start to say, where did all the trees go? Could be lions, this to fall and be
tight with a refuse to surrender, refuse to be gagged. If the trees had a mother and a father like mine, would they stand up, say praise the trees will be fine. So wake me up from this dream, tell me things aren't as bad as they seem, and tell me is it so not cool to say who will save the trees? Will it be me?
I regret jumping.